Hello and welcome to Coffee with the Freshman, brought to you by the Infotech class. Today we are also including a new segment to our podcast, Crazy Coffee Stories. Make sure to check out the Coffee with the Freshman website, coffeewiththefreshman.weebly.com. Now on to breakfast and lunch with Ella.
Monday, March 8th, French toast sticks with sausage links. Tuesday, March 9th, egg omelet and toast. Wednesday, March 10th, assorted muffins and string cheese. Thursday, March 11th, egg McMuffin with bacon and cheese. Friday, March 12th, no school, spring break. Monday, March 8th, beef burrito, nacho chips, and cheese sauce. Tuesday, March 9th, beef and noodles, mashed potatoes, and corn rolls. Wednesday, March 10th, chili soup. Chili soup with cheese and crackers, cherry dessert. Thursday, March 11th, chicken crispitos, cheese sauce, and green beans. And Friday, March 12th, no school, spring break.
Now on to announcements. Monday, March 8th, there's a junior high quiz bowl meet at 8 a.m., a school board meeting in SHS Lecture Hall at 6 p.m., and speech districts at Maywood. Tuesday, March 9th, junior ACT prep is first and second period, prom tuxedo pickout and measure, which will be sometime in the afternoon, and the public library is open 6 to 8 p.m. Wednesday, March 10th, there is junior ACT prep, 7th and 8th period. Thursday, March 11th is the elementary read-in, and Friday, March 12th, spring break, no school. Quiz Bowl got 4th at the MNAC Quiz Bowl tournament in Halsey. Congratulations to them. Now on to sports.
This list is fairly short today, so I'm just going to get right to it. Golf practice starts, high school track practice starts, and boys state basketball in Lincoln, March 11th through the 13th. Now on to crazy coffee stories.
Crazy coffee stories. This one is about the woman who sued a restaurant chain over spilled coffee. Stella Liebig of Albuquerque, New Mexico. She is the woman who sued McDonald's over spilling hot coffee, which he claimed severely burned her. It turns out the suit wasn't quite so frivolous after all. Liebig was in the passenger seat of her grandson's car when she ordered a coffee at McDonald's drive-thru window after receiving it in a styrofoam cup. Then the 79-year-old grandson pulled the car over so she could add cream and sugar to her drink. As Liebig removed the plastic lid from the cup, hot coffee spilled all over her lap. The sweatpants she was wearing absorbed the coffee and gave her third-degree burns on approximately 6% of her body, including her inner thighs and a bunch of all over her legs. Liebig was hospitalized for 6 weeks with severe burns. Basically, it was noted that McDonald's served their coffee at 180 degrees to 190 degrees Fahrenheit. Home brewing machines served their coffee at 130 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Liebig tried to settle with the fast food giant at $20,000, but then refused settlement, which led to additional lawsuits. During the courtroom drama, it was discovered that more than 700 people made claims against McDonald's over being burned by their coffee. A post-verdict investigation found that the temperature of coffee at the local Albuquerque McDonald's had been dropped to 158 degrees Fahrenheit after that. Now, on to birthdays with Rhett.
Nebraska celebrated its 151st birthday on March 1st. March 11th is Ella Stitham, and March 12th is Bria Brannick. Make sure to wish them all happy birthdays.
Thank you for listening to Coffee with the Freshmen. Stay tuned for next week's episode. I hope you all have an amazing day.
Bye.